Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. Have you had a hard time teaching foreign language in your homeschool like I have? I studied German, but I wanted my kids to learn Spanish. It's been a challenge for me, to say the least. That's why I was excited to meet Anne Guarnera. She has a PhD in Spanish and is also the homeschooling mother of two boys. She is the author of the website Language Learning at Home, and she seeks to help homeschooling families teach foreign language and actually enjoy it. We'll learn from her in just a minute. But first, I would love to invite you to join us at the Organized Homeschool Life Facebook page. We'll get to know each other by sharing our weekly goals, our focus for the day, and even what we're planning for dinner. I'll share tips there for getting your homeschool life organized, whether you own the planning system or not. Join us at facebook.com/groups/organizedHS. The teaching tip of the week is to pare down the information you want to share with your kids to the essentials. Then you can add it to your homeschool schedule in short segments. Here's an example. If you don't have time to do a complete music course, use Music in Our Homeschool's 100 Classical Pieces mini course. Gina Mayo, the author, was my guest on this podcast before. I'll link to our interview on including music in your homeschool in the show notes. Play and discuss one classical music selection from the course every day that you're home, or do one a week, and you'll greatly enhance your child's music education in a short time. The mini course is just $5. What a bargain! Through the end of January 2018. Learn more at psychowith6.com/100classical. Now for my discussion with Anne about teaching foreign language in our homeschools. Anne, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the podcast today. And so I am hoping that you can tell us a little bit more about you and your family, and then follow it up with why you decided to homeschool in the first place.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melanie, for having me on today. I'm really excited about this opportunity. So I have a young family. I have two boys, and they are almost 4 and 1 years old. And my husband and I are high school sweethearts who've been married for 10 years. We now call home the outside DC. And, you know, homeschooling is sort of a funny subject for me because for years I swore that I would never be a homeschooling mom. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I look down on it. We had a number of friends who were doing it. And at one point, I even worked for a school choice organization. So I was very kind of ideologically on board with the idea of homeschooling. But I honestly never thought I would do it myself. But then as my older son started approaching the age where he would begin attending school, I started rethinking it. And I think homeschooling really appealed to me because it seemed like a unique way to shape my children's lives and our family culture around the things that are important to both my husband and myself. So our faith, our love of languages and literature, and just kind of the general attitude of curiosity that we try to take towards life. And also just on a practical level, living in DC, you know, we're in a very fast-paced environment. And my older son has, you know, some preschool-aged friends whose schedules are just grueling. And when I looked at kind of the culture of achievement and academic pressure that there is in this area, I knew that while I wanted my children to have an excellent education, I didn't want them to be the overstressed, burnt out young kids. And I really want to offer them a childhood with lots of free play and time for reading and exploring the world around them. So the efficiency of homeschooling was very appealing to me, and the fact that homeschooling would allow us to have a lifestyle that would permit those kinds of explorations was also just a big motivating factor for us.
That is really neat. I have to say that that is a unique answer that I haven't gotten before. Wanting to keep your child away from kind of an academic rat race. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ironic because my husband and I we're both highly educated and we ourselves loved school. We love learning and we even, you know, both love learning in an institutional environment. But I think there's kind of a time and a place for that. And I think early childhood is such an important time for character formation and for just developing our children's imaginations. And the way that I see school structured, while there are schools that certainly allow for that, I think homeschooling just provides a really unique way to do that as a family unit. So, and to kind of go against that like culture of achievement that bases children's self-worth on their grades or their ability to do well in school.
That's really great. And I bet that hearing you say that is an encouragement to many of our listeners. Okay, we are going to jump right in to the topic of the day. We're going to be talking about how we can teach foreign language in our homeschools. It's a topic I have not covered in the past. So what are some of the reasons that homeschoolers might consider studying a foreign language in their homeschool, even if their children aren't necessarily planning on going to college?
I think that's a great question, Melanie. And I think that there are kind of two overarching reasons that you might want to consider pursuing foreign languages in your homeschool. The first, kind of the biggest one, is the more philosophical question of why do we learn languages? Well, for our family, and I think for probably many of your listeners, they would be encouraged to hear that learning languages can be an excellent way to serve others. If you think about the fact that 75% of the world does not speak or understand English, you can quickly understand that there's a huge percentage of individuals that we could get to know and get to love and get to serve by learning how to speak their native languages. And that includes people who are living right here within our own communities. And I'll just tell you a quick story from this past weekend. Our church hosted our annual Christmas tea. We're not a particularly multicultural church. We are mostly white, but we're in a very diverse neighborhood. And a family of young ladies attended who are fluent in, well, they're proficient in English, but they're principally Spanish speakers. And so I was so happy that I could be seated at their table because they repeatedly stressed to me how welcome they felt that there was someone there who was able to speak to them in their native language and who could, you know, translate what was being presented to them and talk to them more deeply about the subjects that we were discussing at our table in a language that they felt comfortable in. And so I think, you know, as for us as a Christian family, we want to be motivated by loving others. And so I'm speaking for my own family here, but, so I see learning languages as a very important and useful way to do that. So I think underneath that philosophical idea of learning languages, I think it's also important to recognize that there are academic reasons that homeschoolers might want to learn languages, even if their children aren't planning to go to college and continue the study of those languages. For younger students, we know that language learning is actually a way to maximize their verbal skills. So something that's really important to me as a language educator and as someone who's educating my own children bilingually is I want everyone to know that it's a myth that learning a second language as a young child will impede the development of your child's first language. That's actually not true. All of the research tells us and encourages us that the more languages you speak, the faster your brain actually functions. So, and you become more and more agile as you become more fluent in those languages. So for younger children, language learning can actually raise their ability to process all kinds of information, not just language, but other things as well. And for older students, I think that language learning is a great idea because becoming an efficient and effective language learner is largely about habit formation. So one of the, probably the biggest secret, and it's not very cool, but it's very important, of language learning, is that language learning is so much about practice. And so in that sense, it's very much like math, or it's like learning an instrument. Regular practice is really the foundation of language learning. So when older students study a language, when they learn to implement that kind of deliberate, planned, and effective practice, that's a skill that they'll be able to apply to any other subject that they're currently studying or want to study in the future. So I think that language learning offers them just a great opportunity for that.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm still stuck on serving others, because I absolutely agree with you about that. You know, it's just an act of kindness. Whenever I travel to Mexico every year with my husband for mm-hmm. business, and whenever I make the least attempt at speaking Spanish, the people there are just elated. They're like, oh, thank you. You know, they're just so thrilled. And I mean, really, it is a kind thing to do. I mean, if we put ourselves in that opposing position of, you know, not being able to speak the language and have anyone else understand it, it would just be so hard. So I think that's such a lovely motivation for studying a foreign language. And my next question for you is related to what you were talking about with the academic reasons. And I think I know the answer, but I still am going to ask anyway. About what age would you recommend starting the study of foreign languages?
So as you could probably guess, Melanie, I would say as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I don't want to discourage anyone who has older children from starting right now, but go ahead and get started. Don't hold back, I would say. You know, the way that our American educational system delays language study till mm-hmm. middle or high school in many cases is actually not the best from a language learning point of view. And I, you know what, I see this as a place where homeschoolers have a real advantage, because we're the ones who control the curriculum in our homes. So if you have a four-year-old who you're just starting to homeschool for preschool, you know, you can make the decision to incorporate foreign languages as part of your daily curriculum. Mm-hmm. And at that age, it really doesn't need to be a big undertaking. Like, please don't envision me telling you to sit down with your four-year-old and do grammar worksheets. Like, that's not going to happen. That won't happen with my own four-year-old. You know, we just started learning Portuguese at home, and that's not how we're doing it. So I would recommend, you know, buying a few CDs in the language that your child wants to learn, buying some quality picture books, even picture books that he or she's already familiar with, and trying to read them. That's great if you yourself already have studied the foreign language. Or downloading an age-appropriate app can be great first steps to getting that routine going. And for parents who are looking for those kinds of resources, on my blog, I'm actually developing a list for parents whose children are studying Spanish, and that will be ready by the beginning of the year. So everyone who is interested can go to languagelearningathome.com and sign up to receive an email letting you know when it's ready. And I'll be shortly adding French resources as well. So if your children are studying French, you should sign up for that too. And at the same time, so that those would be resources for all different ages, because those same things, CDs, books, apps, those are all useful, not just for younger children, but also for older children. And if you haven't started studying a language with your older child yet, that's definitely not a reason to be discouraged. I myself learned both of the foreign languages that I speak fluently as an adult. So I know it's possible. And also, I just know that older children have some advantages in language learning. Because if your 15-year-old is starting to study German, for example, he likely already understands how language works in English. And so he can take that understanding of English grammar and apply it to German grammar. And what the research shows us is that older students, because they can do that, actually learn languages faster than younger ones. So wherever you are on your homeschooling journey or timeline, I would say now is a great time to start.
I really appreciate that encouragement. And I have experienced that with my own child as well. But before I kind of share what my experience with him is, I am interested in what you have to recommend as far as, you know, other tools that parents could use to support language learning in their homeschool, especially if they don't speak the language that their children are studying. You know, I am not a fluent Spanish speaker. I studied German and I'm not even a fluent German speaker. So it has been very challenging for me to try to teach foreign language in my homeschool. So what other kinds of resources are there out there for us?
Well, I totally understand, Melanie. I have studied French, and there is something about French that I just cannot pronounce it. I think I started too late in life. I would never dare attempt to speak French to my children. And so if my children wanted to study French, I would be relying a lot on these tools myself. And in this moment, we are so lucky that technology advanced to the point where parents have loads of resources at their fingertips. So there's basically three kinds of resources that I would recommend. There's language learning apps, and there are many that are well designed, and there are some that are not as well designed, but there's something for all ages. So for younger students, I really like the Little PIM app. And for older students, so that's as in tweens and up, I like both Duolingo and Mango Languages. And both of those apps are usually available for free. Duolingo is free for anyone to download, and Mango Languages is available by subscription through many public libraries. So if those are things you might be interested in, you should look at your library to see if it's available. Duolingo, in case you haven't heard that name, is a language learning app that's been heavily gamified. So it's structured as an experience that resembles a video game. And students progress through different levels as they gain language skills. They can actually compete against one another, and they're rewarded within the app for regular practice. And I love that because it just motivates students so well. Mm-hmm. And Mango Languages is another very helpful tool for older students. It leans more toward an explicit grammar approach. And so students really learn the foundations of the language that they're studying through Mango Languages, which provides a lot of practice in reading and writing and listening to the foreign language. So those are three good options, depending on the age of your child, that you may want to consider taking advantage of. Another resource that I would really highly recommend is audiobooks, actually. Audiobooks in foreign languages are a great way to expose your children to native accents and native pronunciation in a way that they can control and which aids in their comprehension. So I, for example, on my blog, have a list of the Spanish language audiobooks that my family uses to help develop our son's language skills. And I love that because my kids are getting exposed to accents from all over the Spanish-speaking world. If they don't understand a word, we can easily pause the audiobook and either re-listen, or we can look it up if we're reading the picture book along with the audiobook, which we do a lot. And they're also relatively inexpensive. So I think those are a great way to expose kids to the language as well, including a language that you don't speak yourself. And then third is just other people. So I would encourage parents to be creative about how they might find real life opportunities for their children to connect with people who speak the language that their children are wanting to learn. So that may be something like volunteering in a neighborhood where there are native speakers of that language. It may be something like joining on Facebook. I know there's a number of Skype groups for Skype conversations for children, which are conversations that are conducted with parental participation and supervision to keep them safe. And there are a number of other ways to find people who your children might be able to communicate with in the target language. So those are three things that I would suggest. You know, looking for outside support from all of those areas can be helpful to parents.
Those are some really great ideas that I had not considered all of those. Definitely had never considered audiobooks in a foreign language, which is a fantastic idea. I love that. And especially reading it along with a print book, because that is even an excellent strategy for teaching kids how to read English, to listen and read along at the same time.
So. Absolutely. And language research shows that it's you actually learn languages better if you associate a picture with the word rather than a translation with the word, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So for children who are learning, I think picture books are such a powerful tool, even for teenagers. You know, they can go back and reread their favorite childhood books by listening and listen to an audiobook. And in that way, they can absorb vocabulary in a much more kind of natural way than simply taking a list of words in English and translating them into the target language.
Okay. That's really good to know. Okay. So I love that you're giving us all of these ideas, but as a psychologist, I know that a huge piece of learning any subject really, and probably especially foreign language, is motivation. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for us as parents for how we can help to motivate our kids to study foreign language.
I think the best way to motivate your child is to, with foreign language, and honestly, this is with everything as well, is to know them and to help them make the connection between what they're doing and a larger goal. And especially because, as I mentioned earlier, language learning requires so much deliberate practice. It can be hard for children and even for adults who are learning a language to see where their practicing of a particular verb tense is really going to bring them. Like, what is this? What is all of this review for? You know, like, am I really going to be able to use this in the future? I think a lot of kids ask themselves that. So I think that to the extent that you can introduce real life scenarios and kind of help your children imagine those in which they might learn the language, might use the language, I think that is a great way to motivate them. So perhaps that means, again, getting involved with a community activity where you can interact with other people who speak that language. I know that one of our old churches, for example, used to have a community soccer game on Sunday afternoons. And most of the children who would show up for that soccer game were native Spanish speakers. So that can be a way to help children see immediately, this is how I could use my language skills. Or you might want to, you know, connect it to a future career plan that they might have. You know, if your child wants to work as a doctor, you might look into the organization Doctors Without Borders or something like that and look at how language learning could put your child in a position to serve others with their language skills and whatever career skills they develop. So I do think that's pretty key. And, you know, let me just say as well, this is something that even parents who are raising their kids bilingually from birth struggle with. I just wrote a recent post in my blog about how my son told me when he was about to turn three, that he wanted to be just a normal kid. And I said, well, what is a normal kid? And he said, a normal kid who just talks English. So, and I was like, oh, wow, all this work I've been doing your entire life to teach you Spanish. Wow, I see. It's like nothing to you. So we had to work on this in our own family. And we had to find Spanish-speaking friends for him so that he could see that he wasn't the only kid who was being raised to love and learn other languages. And that went a really far way for him. at his age to motivating him to use his Spanish. So I think to the extent that parents are able to put language learning in a bigger context, then that is the key to motivation.
That's very good. And that is connected to my own experience with my second son. I had been really struggling to teach my kids Spanish. I was also struggling to learn it. I just wasn't consistent with it because it was hard work. It was hard work for me, you know, on top of everything else I was doing. And then we had the opportunity to have a student from Spain who was just a year older than my second son come and stay with us for 3 weeks in the summer. And after that experience and the experience of watching him working very hard to learn English, and we got to meet his entire family and speak, you know, they were speaking English and they were, you know, showing us how they were studying English, it really, really motivated my son to learn Spanish. And so he started using Duolingo just definitely as a habit. He was working very, very hard on Duolingo. And then he started doing things that I didn't tell him to do. He just figured out how to do this on his own. He started watching movies in Spanish with English subtitles and listening to Spanish music as well. And the end of the story was that after a year, he went to Spain to visit our new friends, and they were blown away by his Spanish skills. And that was all him. He was just totally motivated to learn it because of meeting people who spoke the language. And he loves foreign language. And, you know, we don't know how God's going to use that in his life. Going forward, he's in college now, but I just think it's a wonderful thing to invest your time into. So I'm very thankful that he was motivated inadvertently. I wasn't trying to motivate him, but it worked. So
yes,
you know, we can always pray about opportunities for our kids to be motivated to learn a foreign language as well and to have that bigger why, because that is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love that story with your son, and I love how he took on so much initiative to just create like an immersion experience for himself at home. And that's actually very attainable. You know, if you swap out the movies or the TV that you're watching for TV in the language you're trying to learn, that's something that pretty much every family can do. So if you do have that why, then the strategies, you know, it becomes easier and more fun to learn languages. You've got to have the why. It's too much work to just do it just for academic sake, I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, a couple of other things that I wanted to mention, you said, you know, creating this immersion experience where my son also converted many things on his computer to Spanish so that he was always seeing it. It was honestly driving me crazy because I was like, how do I get out of this? I don't even know which of these words means exit or whatever. So I would have to call him and say, help me. And just recently, I have been using this speaker, and when I turn it on, it gives instructions in Spanish. And as soon as my son is back home the next time, I'm going to say, did you change my directions on my speaker to Spanish?
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to have to brush up on my Spanish. I'm going to have to get back onto Duolingo so that I know what.
So that you can figure out the instructions.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be my motivation.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, this has been really, really helpful. I know that my listeners are going to want to get right over to your blog to check out the resource list that you are creating. Can you give us that URL again?
Absolutely. It's languagelearningathome.com.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then what about any social media accounts that you would like us to connect with you through?
Sure. So if you are studying foreign languages in your homeschool or you would like to start, I have an active Facebook group of other families who are in the same boat, and that's called the Language Learning at Home Community. So I'd love for you to join that, and it's a great place to ask questions, get encouragement, talk about curriculum choices, etc. And so that's been a really exciting thing for me to be a part of and see other families benefiting from. And you can also find me on Twitter, and I'm Langs at Home. So L-A-N-G-S at home. And I tweet there in generally about homeschooling, language learning, and then lots of just interesting reads that I find on Twitter about the importance of languages kind of to us as individuals and as a global society.
Well, that just sounds amazing. I will definitely be following you. And I will put all of the links that you have mentioned, including your social media accounts, in the show notes for this episode. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much, Melanie. Hey, that's great.
I was going to thank you. I am so appreciative of you taking your time to share this with us today. And I am sure that if any of our listeners have questions, that they will come and ask them of you. And I know you will be willing to help them because you are just a really sweet and resourceful person. So thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. And yes, I'm more than happy to help your listeners. Would love to do so.
For the links to everything we discussed today, go to homeschoolsanity.com/foreign language. Adios, and have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.